You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Thy word
is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God for what He's doing in this season. We thank God for His people and for His word to us. He's always giving us a word, people of God. The word tells us that there is going to come a time when there is going to be famine for the word. So we have to give God thanks that we are getting the word now. So let us hold firmly to what God is saying to us in this season. So we are looking on the topic, grow in grace and knowledge. Grow in grace and knowledge. And we know the word tells us in 2 Peter 3:18, grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are called to grow up in Christ Jesus, to be knowledgeable about Him and walk with that revelation knowledge, walk in intimacy with Him. He's calling us to be intimate with Him, people of God. So we are called to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are looking at 2 Peter 1. And that is 1 to 11. And we are now in chapter 7 of 2 Peter 1. So we'll continue from there. So let us pray and begin. Father, we thank You, O God, for who You are. We thank You for Your love, for Your grace, Your mercy. We thank You, O God, Almighty Lord, for Your mighty wonders, O God, Almighty Lord, that You, O God, have displayed in our lives daily. We thank You, O God, that You are God. You are worthy of praise, glory, and honor. We thank You for this privilege to be in Your house, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, to declare Your word. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that as we come, O God, to hear Your word, I pray for Your people who have taken the time out to come to hear Your word, O God, that they will be transformed by the renewing of their minds, O God. And we pray for those who are not yet saved, O God, that they will see the need, O God, to surrender all to You. Father God, we look to You. You are God, and no man come to You unless You draw them. So I pray, Holy Spirit, that You will draw, oh God, weary souls to You, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank You that You are doing a work. Oh God, we thank You that Your word, oh God Almighty, is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. We thank You that Your word has the ability to save. And we thank You, oh God Almighty, Lord Jesus, for what You're doing in this season and what You're about to do. And we just thank You, oh God, for Your Holy Spirit guidance, oh God, and protection. We just thank You, Holy Spirit, for guiding us into all truth. Oh God, for showing us Your way. We thank You for Your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we pray, oh God Almighty Lord, that we will not just be hearers, but doers of Your word. We bless and honor and give You glory. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen and amen. Praise God. So we see here that we are called as God's people to really grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And people of God, we are called to grow up. We can't stay at the baby stage forever. We are called to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we must understand that their growth is a process. Growth is a process. So as we feed on God's word, people of God, as we pray and feed on God's word, we will find that we will start to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see that we are encouraged by the Apostle Peter to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are to understand and apply God's grace to our lives. And it's to be done daily, people of God. It's a daily walk. So we have to understand and apply God's grace to our lives daily. There is grace for every situation. Do we know that? There is grace for every situation in our lives. God's grace is sufficient for us. So when we learn, people of God, to apply God's grace to every situation that confronts us, we will become mature Christians. We will walk in intimacy with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We see God's people are perishing because of lack of knowledge. They don't know God. God is calling us to know Him, to walk in intimate knowledge of who He is. When we decide to search the scriptures, we come into intimate knowledge of our Savior. We see the Holy Spirit will illuminate God's word to us so we can walk in revelation knowledge, will transform us from the inside out. People of God, we need revelation knowledge. We must study to show ourselves approved of God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. And that's from 2 Timothy 2:15. So it shows that when we become skilled in the word, making proper application through understanding the word, then we will grow spiritually and become true representatives of Christ. People of God, the Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of grace. We do not want to insult him, as the word tells us in Hebrews 10:9. We do not want to insult him by rejecting Jesus' sacrifice for us. So the Holy Spirit is here to dispense the grace that is needed in every area of our lives. But we must go to God in prayer. We see in Hebrews 4:16, it tells us, let us therefore come boldly, come with confidence to the throne room of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So we need God's grace, people of God, to help us in the time of need. We need God's grace so that we can live godly in this present age. We need God's grace to help us, and we need God's grace to help us to show brotherly kindness and to show love. So we see last time we stopped at verse 7, and we're going to continue from there. It shows that we add to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. Brotherly kindness, and we see God is love, and we see the characteristics of love in 1 Corinthians 13. So we are to study that chapter to see what love really is. And we see Colossians 3:14 tells us that love is a bond of perfectness. So love brings us into maturity. So when we start to love God and love his people, we become mature Christians. Love does no ill to his neighbor, according to Romans 13:10. And love covers a multitude of sin, according to 1 Peter 4:8. So we have to understand. So all the laws and the prophets are summed up in this one word, and this is love. Jesus himself spoke that. So loving God and loving his people, and that's from Matthew 22:37-40. So last week we went through all of that, and we are going to continue. We are going to go on to verse 8 of 2 Peter 1. Verse 8 of 2 Peter 1. So Peter said, if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If these things, if these characteristics are yours, and if they increase. So Peter was saying, if these characteristics are in us and they increase in us, they become evident. So if they increase in us, it will be evident, people of God, that we have changed. So it is will be evident that we are maturing. When we look at a child and we see them at a certain stage and we see them another time, we see growth, people of God. So we as God's people, the growth must be evident. So we must be growing in such a way that others will see that we don't respond like we used to. So our response will be different. We will respond in a godly way. So we as God's people must understand that this increase in us must become evident. Its increase in God's characteristics in us must become evident. We will not be non-productive in showing forth the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we will always be people who are productive. We will not be non-productive. We will be fruitful. We don't want to be unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we will be fruitful people if we continue to practice all that God is saying that we should practice. So we see the word tells us in Matthew 5:16. Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So this light of ours, people of God, must be shining. We must show forth the characteristics of Christ. We must increase in love. And let love abound in our hearts, people of God. Let the grace of God abound in us. Let us walk as children of light. Let us walk in maturity, showing the world Christ. The world is seeking for Christ Jesus but cannot find him. People of God, because we are at an immature state. But God is calling us up higher. He's calling us to be people who will grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So if all these characteristics are in us and they increase, we will not be barren nor unfruitful. That's what Peter says, in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us allow the Holy Spirit to work in us and to produce in us the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, temperance. People of God, we must allow the Holy Spirit to produce in us this fruit, these characteristics of who Christ is, so that others who are looking on will see that we are Christ-like in every area of our lives. Look at verse 9 of 2 Peter 1. Peter said, for he who lacks these things, look at what Peter said, he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sin. I'm reading from the New King James Version. He who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sin. What was Peter saying? Peter was saying that he who lacks these characteristics of Christ is short-sighted, even leading to blindness. This person is led by his own lustful desires. He lives only for the present and not being able to see the future ahead. He forgets the sacrifice that Christ has made to cleanse him from his old sinful lifestyle. He forgets that Christ is coming back for him. This person is living for just now, just fulfilling, gratifying his lustful desires, and not thinking, people of God, of the life that is ahead, the future ahead. So we see this person become forgetful. This person becomes short-sighted, even blind, and forgets that he was cleansed from his old sin. So he continues to live the old lifestyle. He's immature. He continues to live the old lifestyle, not knowing that he's called to change. He's called to live the new life that is in Christ Jesus. He forgets the sacrifice that Christ has made to cleanse him from his old sinful state. So he remains in the old sinful state. He forgets that Christ is coming back for him. He has become short-sighted, people of God. So he forgets, he's even blind, forgets completely that Christ is coming back for him. So we see the word tells us in John 14, 1 to 3. John 14, 1 to 3, the word tells us, let not your heart be troubled. Jesus himself was speaking. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So we see that promise of Christ returning for us. So we see, people of God, if we are short-sighted, if we are blind, then we will not be looking for the future. We will not be looking for Christ to come back for us. But Christ promised that he's coming back for us. He has gone to prepare that place for us. And he will come, people of God, for us. And we must be ready and looking for our master. We must be ready and prepared for our master. So we can live the life like we don't know who we are and where we are going. We have to be looking for that blessed hope. Jesus Christ is our blessed hope. So when we are mature, when we are grown up in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will be looking for Jesus. We will be prepared for him. We will come to that state of readiness. So we can't be short-sighted in this time. We can't be blind in this time. But we must know what is priority in our lives. We must walk in righteousness. We must walk in holiness. We must walk in truth. listening and looking for our Savior to come at any time for us. So we must always be ready. We must not forget that Christ is coming back for us. He is gone to prepare a place and he will come back. He said he will, he will. So we must believe his word and be prepared for his coming. Live a life of holiness and truth. Walk in the Spirit, not fulfilling the desires of our flesh. We need to be Spirit-filled and Spirit-led, people of God. We are called as God's people to know and understand that he's calling us to a state of maturity where we won't live life carelessly. We will live cautiously. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Making use of every opportunity that come, every word that the Lord sent to us, let us hold firmly to it and keep looking for his coming. Keep believing that he's coming back, people of God. When we are mature, we will know without a doubt that he's coming back. We don't want to be those skeptics who are saying that they have heard of his coming from way back when and he hasn't come. Those are skeptics. We can't be skeptics in this time. We must be prepared. We must be ready and waiting for the coming of the Master. Peter said, if we lack these things, we are short-sighted, even to blindness. Even if he would call us blind and have forgotten that we are cleansed from our old sinful ways. We don't want to be blind. We don't want to be short-sighted. We want to live as those who understand the times, people of God, that we are living in. We are called, people of God, to live holy and righteously in this present life because Christ is coming back for us. He's coming back to take us to be with him. And people of God, we have to understand that heaven is a holy place. Be holy, for Christ is holy. So we have to be holy and righteous, waiting for him. We have to be in a state of readiness, waiting for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Look at verse 10 of 2 Peter 1. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Therefore, brethren, you're looking for Jesus. You're making sure that you walk in as a child of light. And you remember that you are cleansed from your old lifestyle. You remember the sacrifice that Christ has made for you. Be diligent. Be even more diligent to make your call and election sure because of all that Christ has done for us on the cross. Let us put out some effort, people of God, to partner with the Holy Spirit and live a godly life with full assurance of our salvation, and we will remain steadfast in our faith. We must have full assurance, people of God. We must make our calling and election sure. So we must have full assurance of our salvation. For Peter said, if you do these things, you will never stumble. You will never fall. If you do these things, you cannot fall. You're going to remain steadfast in the faith. God is calling us to remain steadfast in the faith, people of God. To know who we are in Christ Jesus. And partner with the Holy Spirit, knowing that he's calling us up higher. He's calling us to a place of maturity. He's calling us to that height in Christ that we ought to be. People of God, God's grace is here for us. It's sufficient for us. God is the God of all grace. And he has grace to help us to grow. So we must look into ourselves and see that we are still immature and need to grow. And then we can go to him and say, God, give me that grace that I need to grow up in you. I'm not satisfied where I am. People of God, if we are satisfied where we are, we will not grow. But when every day we should look into ourselves and say, I need to go higher. I need to reach that place in Christ that we are to reach. So people of God, God is calling his children. God is calling his people to that state of maturity to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to grow up in him and we need to understand that when we are mature people of God, we are not easily offended. When we are mature, we are not easily offended. So why we are so easily offended these days is that we are a group of immature Christians. People of God, it's the truth. We are immature. So the least little thing come, we become offended. But God is calling us to come to that place of maturity where we can know without a doubt that Christ is coming back for us. And without a doubt, we know that we are saved. We have the assurance of our salvation because we are walking in the Spirit. We are walking in godliness, in holiness. We are walking assured that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. So we have to understand that this will help us to remain steadfast in our faith. So we have to know who we are and whose we are, and walk as children of light, walk with confidence, knowing that God has called us to come boldly to the throne of grace, to obtain mercy and to find grace to help us in the time of need. Look at verse 11, the last verse of this session, 2 Peter 1, verse 11. The word says, "For so an entrance will be supplied for you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." So when we live Christ-like daily, people of God, when we live Christ-like daily, we will manifest the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. We will see the kingdom, enter into the kingdom, and manifest the kingdom life. We will see the kingdom. People of God, look at what I'm saying. We will see the kingdom. Enter in. Because we can sit and don't enter in. We will see the kingdom. We will enter in because we are mature. And we will manifest kingdom life. God is calling us to that place, people of God. That we, as God's people, will live the life that is given to us. We are called to live as kingdom citizens right here on earth. We will be living with the hope of reigning with Christ Jesus eternally. We will live with the hope of reigning with Christ Jesus. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we will be living with the hope of reigning with Christ Jesus eternally. But people of God, while we are here on earth, we are to see the kingdom. We are to enter into the kingdom and manifest the kingdom life daily here on earth. We are called to live righteously and soberly and godly in this present age. So we are called to manifest the kingdom. Where is the kingdom? The kingdom, Jesus tells us, is in you. But the kingdom must be manifested. So we have to see the kingdom with our spiritual eyes and enter into it and manifest that kingdom life. Living Christ-like every day of our lives. Conforming to the image of Jesus Christ, our life, our Lord. Not conform to the world, people of God. Not conform to the world and its system. But conform to the image of Jesus Christ, our Lord. But we must now know that these words are coming to renew our minds so that we can be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds so we can know what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. God is calling us to understand, "For an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." So we, as kingdom citizens, will be living with Jesus Christ, reigning with him. So we have that hope right here on earth that we will be living with Jesus Christ, reigning with him eternally. So we, as God's people, have a living hope. Jesus Christ himself is our living hope. But he wants us to manifest the kingdom right here on earth now. So people of God, as we look forward to the eternal kingdom of Christ Jesus, we are called to live the kingdom life right here on this earth and manifest that kingdom life. So we must see the kingdom, enter in, and manifest kingdom life, people of God, so that others will see Christ in us and come to glorify his name. Others will see Christ in us and come to glorify him. People of God, the world is seeking. The world is seeking for Jesus. Are they seeing him in us? We have to ask ourselves, have we grown up to that state of maturity where Christ can be seen in us? People of God, we as God's children are called to live the new life in Christ. He died, he rose again, and we see, people of God, he has given us that new life. The new life is in Christ Jesus. Once you have placed your faith in Christ Jesus, he's calling us to live that new life. Live a life of holiness, a life of righteousness, a life of wisdom, a life reminding ourselves that he is our righteousness. He is our redemption. He is our sanctification. He is our wisdom. He's everything to us. So when we grow up in him, we will manifest kingdom life because Christ will be seen in us. We will be Christ-like in every area of our lives, bringing glory and honor to his name. It's about bringing glory to his name, people of God. And we cannot bring glory to his name if we remain immature. So we are called to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to grow up in him, to know him personally, to be intimate with him, and to walk each day in fellowship with him. So we want to live that Christ-like life daily, manifesting the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. We will see the kingdom, we will enter in, and we will manifest kingdom life. We will be living with the hope of reigning with Christ Jesus eternally. We will be living with the hope of reigning with Christ eternally. People of God, God is calling us up higher, and God is calling us to grow in grace and knowledge of him. So let us continue to seek his face. Let us continue to pray and to study his word and to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and to ask the Holy Spirit to bring to our remembrance his word that we can respond favorably in every situation. God is calling us, people of God, so let us hear. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And God is calling us to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to represent him well, people of God, so we need to grow up in him. God bless you all. We'll stop here this evening and continue next week as the Lord leads. So let us pray. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We honor you. We thank you for this privilege, oh God, to be here this evening. To God Almighty, Lord, continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that souls will be blessed. We pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, that those who have not yet known you will come to know you as Lord and Savior, that you are calling us, O God Almighty Lord, to live that life conformed to your image, Jesus. So we pray right now, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you will transform us by the renewing of our minds, that we may know what is good and acceptable and your perfect will. Cover us, O God, we pray. Keep us, O God. Keep our eyes focused on you, Jesus. O God, help us to remain steadfast in the faith and movable, Almighty God, we pray. Lord, we just thank you for your word, thank you for your people, and thank you for all that you're doing in this season. As we look to you by faith and give thanks, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, and we say amen and amen. Bless the Lord. God bless you all. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Blessings to all. In the
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.